Hitting is a difficult craft, inherently prone to humbling disappointment. But then there are those players who further lower the bar, who aspire desperately to bloop a single every fourth or fifth time at the plate, who would never have taken bat in hand. Even as baseball evolved from dead ball to juiced body eras, some batters always stood out as much worse than those around them. They struggled to cross the Mendoza line, to remain above that 200 mark and avoid detection. We don't include pitchers in this category. They are specialists with alibis ready in pocket. All other positions are eligible, however, and most are represented here. Bring us your poor batting averages, your low on-base percentages, your high strikeout-to-walk ratios, your embarrassing WARs, wins above replacement, and your humiliating sabermetrics. Bill Bergen and his 0 for 45-46 slump. Bill Bergen was a catcher for the Brooklyn Superbas in the dead ball era, when everyone was in a slump of sorts. Still, even by the measure of his day, Bergen set the gold standard for persistent batting ineptitude. While he demonstrated his futility way back in 1909, his achievement lives and breathes today, still fueling controversy as to whether his slump might really have been 0 for 46. Historians have argued among themselves recently whether one particular handwritten scorecard had him at 0 for 2 in a game or 0 for 3. During an equally impressive slump by Craig Counsell of the Brewers in 2011, the New York Times became somewhat obsessed with this statistical debate, running two lengthy stories about Bergen, one a correction of sorts. And when Counsell laced a pinch-hit single at 0 for 45, it meant that the Bergen argument would live another day and remain just as relevant. The chief researcher on this subject was Joe Dittmar, Vice Chairman of the Records Committee for the Society for American Baseball Research. Dittmar originally determined Bergen's streak was 46, until the Elias Sports Bureau challenged that finding, lowering the number to 45. This meant that another player, Dave Campbell, had tied the mark in 1973. Campbell managed to bat 0-0-0 for the Cardinals that year in 21 at-bats after being traded from the Padres. When Campbell reached 45, nobody even noticed or cared. But in the present-day stat age, every hit or miss is quantified, logged, and re-examined. Dittmar went back to check the scorecards again. He discovered one on July 14, 1909, in which the number of Bergen's at-bats was smudged. Upon closer inspection, he believed the number was a 2 and not a 3, lowering Bergen's slump to 0 for 45. Regardless of the finding, Bergen once made himself a good case for being labeled the very worst hitter in Major League history. He still holds the record for the lowest single-season batting average, 139, for a position player with a qualifying number of at-bats. He also posted the lowest career batting average, 170. He hit a grand total of 2 home runs in 3,028 career at-bats, with an on-base percentage of only 194 and a slugging percentage, in this case the stat is a terrible misnomer, of just 201. Though there are no film clips of the fellow, it is safe to say he wasn't the most aggressive batter. Bergen was never struck by a pitch, which would seem to indicate he didn't exactly crowd the plate. A reasonable fan might ask, therefore, how did Bergen manage to draw a paycheck for 11 seasons in the big leagues? Turns out, this is no great mystery. Bergen had a Hall of Fame arm. He was a marvelous defensive catcher, one of the greatest to squat behind the plate. In 941 games, he amassed 1,444 assists, ranking him among the all-time top 20. He threw out 47.3% of runners who tried to steal on his rifle arm. In one truly epic game against the Cards in 1909, Bergen nailed half a dozen base runners.